Siddur Snippet Series is sponsored by Dr. Robert and Judy Brookston in memory of her mother, Moes, grandmother, Edith Goldsmith, Esther Bas Yaakov. And finally, we're up to the last paragraph of the first bracha of Birchos Kriya Shema. Lekel Baruch Nimos Yitenu. And this paragraph, as is always the custom of a long bracha, that it concludes Me'ain from the same theme as the beginning of the bracha, the early on, if you can remember way back, in Hameir La'aretz, this introduction to this first bracha of Birchos Kriya Shema in the middle has 22 words that follow the Aleph Beis, the Hebrew alphabet. Kel Baruch Gidol Deya Hechinu Fa'al Zarecha Ma. We employ all the letters of the Hebrew alphabet to describe that they work in harmony and symphony to be able to cry out and to call the glory and to praise the beauty of all that Hashem does, all that the Almighty does. And so here at the end of this first long bracha, we return to that theme just with these words, with this allusion. Lekel Baruch is a throwback to Kel Baruch Gedol Dea. This theme of this last paragraph that will conclude in the bracha of Yotzer HaMa'oros, the theme of this last paragraph is really the dual relationship we have with Hashem, which in many ways is paradoxical, is categorically different than any relationship we have with all of humankind. To describe someone as simultaneously distanced and inaccessible and beyond our comprehension, and yet at the same time so available, so close, so connected, and that we have the blessing and the luxury of having a casual relationship. The notion that we have both of these simultaneously at the exact same time. We've just recited, we've repeated the conversation or narrative of the Malachim, the angels, of Kadosh, 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 and Baruch Kvod Hashem Imkomo, and two different Nevi'im, two different sets of angels, as we've spoken about. But the word Kadosh describes Hashem's distance, His holiness, how He's so elevated and transcendent, and that the divine is so distant and far from us. And yet here we use the word Baruch, Lekel Baruch. Kel is one of the names of Hashem that describes His might and His power, His dominion, His domination over the world. Is Kel, that's God's greatness, His strength, His power. And yet the word Baruch means that Hashem is not blessed. Lekel Baruch Ni'imos Yitenu. To God, Baruch. Who gives Hashem His bracha? So you also go to Bnei Brak, where does He go to get His bracha? Hashem doesn't receive brachos from us. He's the Makor bracha, He's the source of all bracha. And when we want to describe Him, Lekel, the might, the power on the one end, and Baruch, He is the source of all bracha. Whatever you're enjoying in your life, health, income, family, not in that order, whatever the brachas are in our life, He is the Makor bracha, He is the source of all of that bracha. Lekel, Baruch. At the same time, distant, mighty, in charge, but also loving, close, connected, and overflowing and showering us, wanting to, with bracha. Ni'imos Yitenu. They offer sweet melodies. The angels, and we emulate them when we see and we think about Hashem, when we praise Him, it's with ni'imos. It's with a sense of sweetness. It's sweet melodies. Even to a kel, to the mighty and to the strong and to the overpowering, but also we see the baruch. He uses all of that, and we have confidence and know that whatever happens in our life comes from a position and a place of being bracha. We don't second guess and we don't criticize, but rather we recognize that He is the source of all bracha, and that all that happens in our life is from Him, and in itself is a bracha, whether we see it or not, and therefore we're able to react with ni'imos. We can praise Him not bitterness or resentment, we can praise Him not reluctantly or with hesitance, but ni'imos with sweetness. It's sweet, and it's beautiful, and it's pleasant. The melody, the song that we sing, with that recognition of His role in our life. L'melech kelchai v'kayam. Zmiros yomeru v'tishpachos yashmiyo. And then we're going to go on to describe all of this, His interaction with us in these many ways. Ki hu levado, He alone. Is po'a gvuros osachadashos ba'amachamos. All the things that we think are natural. All the things that we attribute to other people, events, experiences, things. Really, it's all from Him. He's kel baruch. He's mighty and powerful, but the source of bracha and the unfolding of all those things is really from Him. And therefore, that is our mission. Our mission is to live a life of ni'imos yitenu, to give God a pleasantness, that our lives should reflect and should sing out praise to Him, recognition, gratitude, with a sense of ni'imus. And this is reminiscent, some of the Mefarshim say, David HaMelech in Tehillim describes that our mission is, Halali Nafshiyas Hashem, that our neshama, our nefesh, should sing out, should praise Hashem, Ahalala Hashem b'chayai, Azamra l'lokai b'odi. Praise Hashem all my life. Azamra, I'll sing out to Him. Whole life is a song. Song is the often spontaneous reaction of the soul when things come together, when they make sense, when they feel right, when we know we're in the presence of greatness, when we cling to Hashem and we understand that everything that happens is for a reason. Ahalala Hashem b'chayai, I will praise Hashem. How do you translate the word b'chayai? So classically, it's Ahalala Hashem b'chayai. It means for my length of days, all my life. That's my occupation and preoccupation. My life is spent praising Hashem. But some explain, Allah Hashem, how do I praise Hashem? B'chayai, the type of life that I live. What is the quality of my life? What are the priorities in my life? What are the values that I'm driven by in my life? How do I conduct myself in my life? Allah Hashem, what is the ultimate praise of Hashem? Are not the words I use, and they're not even the songs I sing, but b'chayai, it's the life and the lifestyle that I lead. And similarly, Lekel Baruch, to that mighty, powerful God, who simultaneously is the source of all bracha, ni'imos yitena, the least we can give you, is not a bitter and an angry or resentful type of praise, but ni'imos, with pleasantness, with joy, and with happiness, to recognize His guiding hand in our lives.